Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jimmy Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I'm glad you did. I'm very excited for today's episode because we're starting the week off right, man. We've got a very, very cool guest. Without further ado, I'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen M. Smith, movie producer extraordinaire. He's got a new film out, Invasion Earth. Stephen, how are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. You're sounding great.
Okay. Good. Yeah. I'm really good. It's actually probably hotter here than it is are you in Miami?
You're just up from it. Yeah, just up from it. Just down the road.
it's about 85 degrees here at the moment, which is unprecedented for the UK.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that is hot. That's no fun at all. I've been following your Facebook posts over the last week or so, and I know you've been working on a new film right now, on set filming and whatnot. Is the heat just making that unbearable? Are you guys okay?
No, we've completed filming, luckily, before the heat came. So we finished filming on Thursday. Last week.
Oh, nice.
And funny enough, I was actually in a coat during filming because we were filming in a mansion that was freezing inside for some reason. I think it was probably haunted. And yeah, we had that feeling. So it was very much, I take it back to the film The Thing, where John Carpenter was filming in a freezer in LA. And then you would go outside and it was 85 degrees. So I had that feeling.
Oh, man, that's funny. That is funny. Well, they say that, you know, with the haunted houses, that, yeah, they'll have cold spots, you know. Oh, it's suddenly cold in here. Well, that's not good. That's usually time to go.
I'm glad
you guys got everything wrapped up, though. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Invasion Earth, you guys filmed a couple years ago, but it's just getting released now through Midnight Releasing, right? At least here in the States?
Yeah, that's correct. It was released a few years ago in the UK, and then we kind of, just due to licensing, we were trying to get different deals. And then Midnight Releasing came along, said we can do it. We managed to get some new artwork, and yeah, it's done okay. I think we'll do well with it.
Nice. Well, you know, they seem to know what they're doing, so it's all over the place, and that is a good thing. Nothing like working with people that know what they're doing. I love it. I imagine you do, too. Oh, man.
Yeah,
let me ask you,
yeah.
Stephen, now, you've got the coolest job in the world. You're a movie producer, you know? I mean, I think it goes like movie producer, nightclub DJ, you know, I don't know, strip club owner. How did this come about? How did you get into the movie business?
Okay, so do we have enough time? I think what it is that I've been writing stories for years, so under different names. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of films that have been made under my other name. And then I decided before I was 30, I wanted to make a movie. So did the stupid thing of using my own money to make a movie. And I'm still paying off for that. but yeah, no, producing and directing and writing are something that I love doing. And it's the rewards of seeing what we end up with on the screen. And sometimes it's hit and sometimes it's not. But I tend to make between 4 and 6 films a year. In Invasion Earth, I think we shot a few years ago, and James Twyman is the director. It's his vision mainly. I think I directed one scene, and for some reason I was given co-director. But it's James's film. I produced it. And I remember that we all got ill on set with something, but that was fine. I think it might have been The Alien. But they shot We shot it in a very limited amount of time, all on location. You know, you do these things when you're young and mad, like so.
Right.
You think that the money can go, and yeah, we ended up with a good little film. I think James has done really well with it.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a big fan of this film. I liked this film a lot. I watched it. Well, we were supposed to do this show here a couple weeks ago, so I watched it a couple weeks ago, and I rewatched it this past weekend. Very, very cool. A couple things that I really dug about this is it's not super machine gun paced, you know, bump, 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 where you have to, hey, what happened? What did I, you know what I mean? But I liked that in that it reminded me, I moved to Florida about 10 years ago, and I had never in my life even visited Florida before that, you know. Came to visit a girl and met another girl, so here I am. But one of the things that I discovered upon moving here is hurricanes. I had never been through a hurricane before. I lived out in California. You know, earthquakes happen all the time, and you don't know about them. You know, they just spring on you. Well, the hurricane thing is totally different. You know a week or so in advance that it's coming. And you do all this stuff and you rush around and you get, you know, you're ready for it. And then you sit and you wait and you watch the news nonstop. And there's nothing like it, this feeling of dread. And you're almost like, come on, come on. And I liked the story in your movie in that the alien, you know, they knew they were coming. You know what I mean? The invasion, they had to wait for it.
Yeah, I think I think the key to it is that when you've got a very limited amount of money, it's kind of like, well, actually, the alien invasion is over there in the next city where we are is we're nearby and we're trapped. We know it's coming. So and that really helps us with budget because you can't afford what's happening in the city, but you can afford this. And it's nice because they're all troubled people. Their characters are troubled. So they don't need an alien invasion. They've got enough problems as it is. So I think it's kind of a social drama with this sci-fi alien apocalypse happening around them. And that really was the premise.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
This is a message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Older adults and people of any age who have serious underlying medical conditions are at higher risk for severe illness from COVID-19. If you are at higher risk, you should stay home as much as possible and avoid close contact with people who are sick to protect yourself. Call your doctor if you have concerns about COVID-19 and your medical condition, or if you get sick. For more information, visit cdc.gov.
Elbae Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
Well, and it works so well, you know, and like you said, all of these, I don't want to give anything away. I don't want to give any spoilers because I want people to see it. But these are a group of people that are in a therapy situation, a court-mandated therapy situation. And yeah, they've got issues, man. And then on top of all that, here comes some aliens. What the heck? You know,
yeah.
It's almost a little too close to home in this whole pandemic thing that we're all experiencing. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
geez, what
I think
more?
That's basically why it probably works today, because it's very much about isolation, and the characters are isolated in themselves, and then they're brought to an even more isolated area, expecting to be cured or helped or worked on their problems, and then all hell breaks loose, as they say. But we won't give away the ending. We won't give away too much. But the actors are very good in it. James has done a very good job as director. He's written the script as well. I think from my perspective, this was something I shot quite a while ago. So I've probably shot 20 films since, but I'm trying to remember some of the things that happened. But I remember it was fun, and I remember they had a good time making it, and I remember we had lots of guns and lots of explosions and things like that, which was fantastic to do, and some good special effects.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Now, yeah, you know, it's weird because ever since I started doing the show, now I'm not in the movie business. I'm a painter by trade. I paint pictures of people for a living. But I started doing the show, and I talked to all these movie people, and I kind of learned that. You know, I'm a big movie fan, but I'm a civilian. And us out here in the public, not in the entertainment business, you know, we see something on TV and we're like, oh, they must have filmed that last week, you know. And that's not how it goes at all. There's like movie time and then real time. And what you're saying, that happens all the time. I'll have actors and they're like, well, yeah, that was, you know, 10 movies ago. I'll try to remember what happened, you know. but it's just one of them things, you know.
It's like you as a painter. Go ahead. You paint. It's like you as a painter. You paint people, and every person you paint is different. And the thing is, can you remember 20 paintings ago? Potentially not.
No.
So I think the thing is, you remember the people more than the painting. And that's the thing. Movies is about a family. It's about people getting together and making, creating something that they're following one person's vision. So I think from my perspective, I think the movie is a sound movie. It's going to do, you know, really well. I think people will love watching it. It's got all the elements you need for a sci-fi and a stroke of horror. And it has that social distancing thing going on where people are dealing with their inner demons. I mean, everybody's put on weight since they've been social distancing. And it's kind of like, well, what's that all about?
True.
I mean, we're all snacking and stuff like that. So this kind of thing is that I think it was the idea is ahead of its time, really.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it came out, it was released right on the 8th for midnight releasing.
I think it was the 4th or 5th. I'm not sure. I know it wasn't long ago.
Oh, the 4th or 5th. Okay.
I know it's...
Nice.
I think it's available in all the main stores and on Family Video and Walmart, on DVD, and it's on digital in all the platforms. So, yeah, midnight releasing, get their films everywhere. So, yeah, I mean, go and buy it, people. I mean...
Absolutely.
Enjoy it.
Absolutely. And, you know, if everybody's become very adept at streaming movies and whatnot. You know, if anything, this pandemic has shown us is how to work a Roku player. It is, I think everyone has one.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't think that's a bad thing.
It's also,
there's lots of good indie films out there.
Yeah, and my advice to anybody who wants to make a film is to go out and make it, because you learn from your mistakes. And if you go out and say to yourself, how much is the budget? And you say, well, the budget is my lunch. And that's the budget. And then you go off and you make a movie and you feed everybody and you go and, okay, you make mistakes, but it's cost you your lunch. It's not cost you your house.
Right.
And that's what I say to everybody.
Absolutely.
Because when I was younger, I was filming on 16mm and 8mm, and everything was expensive. Everything took ages to go to the laboratory and get processed. And most of your listeners are going, what the hell is that? Straight over their heads. They don't know what I'm talking about. But everything now is digital. You can have multiple takes. If you don't like something, you can do it again. So I say, get out there, make movies, and enjoy the process.
Oh, well, it sounds like you certainly do. You know what I mean? And that's a good thing. You know, they're right from the horse's mouth.
I'm full of ideas. I'm full of ideas, Jamie. I could.
I love the medium of film. I'm jealous as a painter of it, because you guys can tell stories so in depth, you know what I mean? With painting, it's hard because it's a snapshot. But man, I dig it. I imagine in my mind it's a little more glamorous than it probably is.
Have you ever seen a film called A Picture of Dorian Gray?
I have actually.
That's about a painting that's very important, isn't it?
It is. Absolutely. Absolutely. I was thinking of selling Dorian Gray portraits, or trying to, and then if it didn't work, I would give the people their money back. I'm like, come see me in 100 years, and if you've aged, I'll give you your money back. I would be long gone by then.
Okay, well, I'll come up with an idea now, just off the top of my head. What about a painter who's able to paint people he'd like to meet, and then gives them their own personalities, and then they appear to him, and he meets them.
That has all kinds of Twilight Zone potential in it.
Wow.
Very good.
Blow your mind.
I'm telling you. It did.
It's my idea. Yeah, let's make it.
I would make it with you, Stephen.
Yeah, we have the lunch money, and that's it.
That's right. That's right. And if we don't make money with it, we've just lost our lunch and not our house. I can sell
Nothing
my wife
else
on
exactly.
that.
But of course, it depends what our lunch is.
That's right. And where we're having it.
It could be 30 beers.
That's right. Oh, man, that is funny. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Right now, We all might feel a little disconnected. For seniors living alone with smaller social circles, feelings of loneliness and isolation can feel overwhelming. But there's something we can all do to help. Connect with your older loved one virtually and have the conversation of a lifetime with StoryCorps Connect. Anyone can conduct an interview, and every interview will be archived at the Library of Congress, becoming part of American history. Connect, honor, share at StoryCorpsConnect.org/AARP. A message from AARP, StoryCorps, and the Ad Council.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. And treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
So, Steven, I know movie folks sometimes can't talk about upcoming projects, but I'm curious because, like you said, you know, you were just filmed, you know, you're working, you make a ton of. I love that you make so many movies because I talk to so many people and they're like, well, we make a movie every 7 years or something. And I'm like, man, 7 years? That seems like a long time. Steven gets out there and gets to work, baby. I like that. What are you working on now? Can you talk about it?
Well, I've just done a supernatural ghost story. Based on a true story, and it does star a couple of people who are quite well known. One was a Doctor Who from the 80s. Another was an 80s pop star called Toya, and we also had a couple of guys. One actor that was in. Was very famous for a horror film called Warlock, and he was also in A Room with a View called Julian Sands. So we also have a couple other people, mate. But the story is a ghost story. So that's one film. I've done a movie that's actually set in lockdown, and it's a bit like Tales from the Crypt. So a kind of creature introduces different stories. And the stories actually have been shot and directed by their own actors in their own houses while we're actually on lockdown.
Nice. Very smart.
And then we've got a movie that is called Point of View, which is a kind of found footage style horror, but it's basically about people who review films. You know, the people that review things and they just sit there and they slag,
right.
You know, they troll you. And
right.
this man, someone takes revenge on him, basically. So it's kind of a haunted house story. And then we do gangster films. I mean, I've got a gangster film out at the moment. There's three films that are out in Walmart. There's a film called Gangland Hooligans, which is out in Walmart and Family Video. There's a film called Dollhouse, which is a horror film that I did last year. And there's a film called The Mermaid's Curse, which is a bit, it's about mermaids and a curse. Those three are in Walmart at the moment. Yeah, along with Invasion Earth.
Nice.
And there's a ghost story.
It's good to be Stephen Smith.
Yeah.
That's fantastic, man. That is fantastic. I'm going to have to check it out. I love a good gangster movie. I am a big gangster fan. I think I learned Spanish watching all of the Narcos shows on Netflix. I'm kidding. Horrible Spanish. But I like British gangster movies too. There's something just very cool about them, you know. All the guys seem to have a little bit of panache, even if they're bad guys. It's okay. very, very cool. Stephen, what do you think, you know, with the lockdown and everything that's happening globally and whatnot, you know, theaters being closed and whatnot, do you think it'll bounce back pretty quick, or you think it'll take a time for the brick and mortar theaters to come back?
I don't see a problem with theaters coming back. I think the thing is, the whole problem with the system is that if you abide by the rules, which is potentially wear a mask if you need to, and wash your hands regularly, what is the problem? It's the same as having a flu virus. You would still do the same thing. You wouldn't get the flu virus. So that the issue really is that there are 20 to 30% of the population of the world who don't abide by the rules. And that really is the real reason why theatres aren't open, why there are no live gigs, no cinemas, no theatres. That's the main reason. Which is a shame, really, because films are intended mainly for the cinema. You get a completely different experience. Right. You could watch the most boring film on TV. You stick it in a cinema with you eating your popcorn or your nachos and drink on a Saturday evening with your friends, and it becomes a better film because you've got no other
absolutely.
Distractions. When we're watching it on our TVs, you have other distractions. You have the internet. You have people in the house. You have neighbors. You have other things going on. The cinema, it's just the screen in the darkness. Your focus is there. So I can't ever see theaters closing. I only see them closing because of financial difficulties, which is a shame. Well, it's a travesty, really, and the filmmakers of today, the billionaire production companies and the billionaire distribution companies, they should be saving them. They should be putting money into them. That's my personal opinion.
Well, absolutely, and you know the people who own the buildings too. I mean, if a theater closes down, what are you going to put in that space? You know, there's not a lot of other types of business that would fit in that space. You know, you can't. It's a big space for a shoe store. That's all I'm saying. You know, it's it's crazy.
This is it. If in the UK, they would probably turn it into a flats or accommodation, because that's all they tend to do here. I think the thing is, once a theatre's gone, it's always gone. You know, and I think they should be kind of listed buildings. I think the thing is, at the moment, they're showing classic movies, but the theatre, the distribution companies are scared. They're scared of releasing a film, so they've pushed everything to 2021. All gigs and live events are being pushed to 2021. And the problem is that how are we going to survive? Because at the moment, everybody's on, in America, I think they're on a check system, are they, where people are being paid? Over here, we have a similar thing that's starting to run out. So it's fine in the summer because we've all got the money. But what's going to happen in October, November, December when no one's got any money?
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are two separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Ruxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Holla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Exactly. And it's holiday season and people, it's going to be a slim Christmas. That's what I'm saying.
It's going to be hard. Yeah, it's going to be hard.
Absolutely.
I think there needs to be more financial support to independent cinemas. There needs to be something that says, okay, we can start to do a voucher system. So people who book, you can book, but you have to abide by the rules, where you wear a mask and you bring hand gel with you and so on and so forth. You may be able to bring your own, you know, popcorn and drinks and stuff like that. People would go back if they felt it was safe.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
I agree completely.
Here in Florida, man, they opened up Disney World. You know, Walt Disney's figured that stuff out. You know,
Walt Disney not is mostly outside, isn't it? I think the thing is, it's about enclosed
places.
Right,
that's true.
As I say, they're saying that for every staff member, they need to employ another two. So, because they need to continuously clean things. So, for example, you sit in the bleachers or the seats or wherever it is you sit. Someone's going to have to come along and spray it and clean it after you've sat there. It's the same as a gym. In a gym, they always clean the seats and clean everything. So you think, well, actually, they have never done that previously. So who's going to do that?
Yeah.
They've got to have another member of staff, so therefore prices will be higher. So I don't know, how much is it to go to the theatre, a cinema in America? Is it sort of $15?
About $15. About $15, and that's just getting in. That's just your ticket.
But that's what I mean. I'd imagine that when the new films come back in 2021, it'll be $20 plus.
Oh, I'm sure. It has to be. They've got to recoup that somehow. It's, it's crazy. I hope that more independent film gets cinema play when things do start coming back. You kind of have niche cinemas here with a little show, you know, kind of art house type stuff. Every so often, they're not real popular. They're kind of rare. But there's so many good independent films out there, and you know, maybe they can get them that'll be more budget friendly from distributors or whatnot than the giant superhero movies and whatnot. So hopefully, I guess we'll see. That'll be great for Steven.
Okay.
He's like, wow, I've made 18 movies since then. That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
I love your work ethic. Churning them out, making them happen. That's good.
Yeah.
That is good. It's very inspiring, you know. The next time I wake up in the morning and go, oh, I don't want to do it today, I'm going to think to myself, well, Stephen M. Smith is doing it today, so you better get up, Jamie. Let's get to work. Let's go, buddy.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah. Well, if everybody had – I'm a doer, not a sayer. I do things, so if something's going
to
happen, it gets done. And sometimes that's not right, because sometimes you need to think about things first, But nine times out of ten, you should go with your instincts on everything. It's the same as you going to a supermarket. You pick the right apple, you pick the right melon. Why do you pick the right one? Because your instincts are telling you. And I always go with my instincts.
Oh, that's fantastic. Great advice. Great advice. Everybody, I want you to get out and, tonight even, start the week out right. Pick up the Invasion Earth and check it out. And Steven's other movies as well that we mentioned. Fantastic. Well, Steven, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day. I know, or evening, actually. It's evening there now. Here in the UK. I know you're super busy, and I really appreciate you taking time to be on the show and everything. You know, you're cool turned up to 10, my friend. Cool turned up to 10.
Okay. I have the aircon on here. So hopefully it's going to get cooler. Yeah. Take your heat back with you. Take
hopefully that'll blow out, you know, the hot weather.
It should do.
It saps you, too.
It's too hot. I'm melting. Like the witch, I'm melting.
Well, keep cool. And we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
All right.
Awesome.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
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 And there you go, folks. How about that? Mr. Stephen M. Smith, movie producer, Invasion Earth. Among many, many others. We have links up to the Invasion Earth movie Facebook page, also the website, and the IMDb link as well. I would suggest checking out the IMDb link. You can click right there on Stephen M. Smith and see all of the work that he's done. I love IMDb because it's like a resume for people in entertainment. It is in movies and TV. It is just fantastic. And, you can... we use it all the time. I've trained my wife, Danny, on it. We'll be watching something on TV, and she's like, that actress looks familiar. Who is she? And she'll just go right to her phone and look it up, and, oh, okay, there we go. And it's listed, you know. It's very, very nice. Very convenient website, imdb.com. Very cool. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight, or today, I should say, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight for Stephen here in the U.K., daytime still for me here in South Florida. But yeah, we will be back tomorrow afternoon. We've got a fantastic singer-songwriter on tomorrow. He does pop and funk. So kind of different genres of music than we normally have, but I dig it. So I'm very, very excited about that. Cool. Well, we will be back then. Have a great day, everybody. And, this episode, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the social media, including, and all the podcasting platforms, including, this is pretty cool, we are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and now we are on Spotify. Not all of our episodes, of course. This is episode, 1008? But yeah, the latest 300 episodes are on Spotify. They only have room for our latest 300 on there, so. But that's okay, you know. If you want to listen to 300 episodes of me talking to cool people, well, you're all set, man. How about that? So very, very cool. Like I said, this episode will be on there in about, probably about an hour. And cool. The show is always free. We add commercials in when we convert it to a podcast. That's how we pay for everything. Check out our sponsors. They always have a code, too. So, if you're listening to one of our sponsors, you want to buy one of Michelle Albion's fantastic books about all kinds of notable people in history, Thomas Edison to, Amelia Earhart and whatnot, there's a code in there. Use it and you'll save a couple dollars and whatnot, and that's always a good thing. Okay, folks, we're going to wrap things up. We will see you tomorrow. Have a great one. And, Oh, I should say, I almost forgot my last thing. I've been saying this on every episode. You know, Stephen and I were talking about the pandemic. You might have heard this is happening. Everybody in the world knows it's going on. Hey, all I'm going to say about it is if you're out doing your shopping or whatever, you go to a store or something, you need something, be nice to the people working there. You know, they've been dealing with all kinds of craziness, and the last thing they need is, you know, somebody getting in their face about something they have no control over. You know, they're not making policy. They're not doing this or that. They're just trying to help you get your stuff. So be nice to them, you know. You wouldn't want somebody yelling at you. So there you go. Okay, folks, on that note, I'm going to be nice and get this get to work converting this to a podcast. So we will see you tomorrow. Have a good one, everybody. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Tana Oli, Pop Rocks Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.